Blog Talk Radio.
Every day I've been waiting for the sunshine. It's been coming my way. And oh, it's been coming my way. I've been dancing at a hold down, loved it to the fight with folk. I've been sipping on the moonshine, I've been telling dirty jokes. And oh, 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 it's been coming my way.
Welcome to our show. Holy moly, it's been some time since I've made my presence on the Native Guy blog. Where in the world have I been since I've been here? But you know what? We haven't been on the air without no reason. We got reasons, and we don't want to talk about that right now. We'll go into that a little bit later. But you know, I do want to take a little time here as we get back on and to say thank you to those who've been checking out our past guest blogs, which we've had on. I do know there are people who are listening at some times before, and those of you who've been listening to past episodes, we're going to start editing that past content that we've had. We're going to start editing the content well. We're going to get gathering information on those guests, and basically we're going to start writing these blogs, finally get ourselves and our act together. But really, the reason why we're going to start doing that is, well, we want to get you, the listener. If there's anybody listening right now, we want you to get involved. Yes, we do want you to really get involved and hear what we're going to do. And, well, some ways that you can get involved on the blog, not only when we're live here on the air and you can chat with us, we do have the chat line room open if you want to talk there. But after the shows, when they go and go into podcast mode, well, we can start writing our blogs about these shows, because the information we're going to gather, it's going to be other stuff that we learn about them that we want to talk about, not only from what we learned on the air, but also from what we're reading on the guests. And the key to that, the reason why we're doing that, it's the key to us to help build an audience relationship, not for you just to listen, but for you to go out and check out these things, because, well, hey, sometimes we just need information about something so we can go check it out. And that's what we want to do. That's why we want you to listen to the NGB, the Native Guy blog. That's what we do. That's what I want you to do. And if you wonder, and those who are listening and everything like that, who've contacted me on the Facebook through messages and everything like that to interview you as a guest, well, I do want you to know I have not just disregarded those emails. I have paid attention to them, I have read them, and I will be getting a hold of those who have contacted me, and we will try to get you onto the air, because that's important to me, that's important to your guests and your fans, not your guests. It'll be important to our guests if you are on the air, because we want you here. But be on the lookout. We're going to come out and we're going to reach you, and we want to ramp up the production on what I'm doing here in this Native Guy Broadcasting, as they would say in the world of business. We're going to ramp that production on. We're going to get the ball rolling, really, because I've had some great guests. They've brought their really great music to the program, and on these programs, we've made some great observations as we've watched the videos that they've made, some of the music they've made, and, you know, we've got to understand a little bit more about the music. That's what I really appreciate, is the music that they make, the reason why they make it, the feeling that they put into it. And that's what I want to get when I listen to these guests that we have, when they promote their music, when they promote what they do, because that's what I enjoy. That's what fans enjoy, what they do. You know, that's the important, and that's what we want to make sure to help the audience and them to get involved with their own people that they know and they're following. There's a reason why they follow you, because you have great music and great information. And, well, hopefully the Native Guy blog, we can do that, because our guest, you know, tonight, he's got some great information. He's over here, but we'll get into that a little bit later here as, well, why you should check out these music. We want you to come and listen to the music of the people we've had, like the song we've heard from Ed Roman Bull, and, you know, you fans, get involved. We want to start taking surveys of the music that you hear. What you think? Is it good? Pass? Fail? Maybe we'll start doing like that. Yeah, we've got goals of that and those kind of things in mind. So we're going to do there. We're going to get these different genres up. We're going to see if we can get some charts, maybe top 10 charts of different ones, and get surveys going, because that's the goal. We want to get different ones involved. We want to make sure these artists get involved, get their music out, those who are trying to make it in the industry. Well, we want to try to help them out too. We want them to come and join us, and we want to help them out by them helping us share their music. So as I take a little time before our next guest joins us, you know, the opening song, as I said, is from Ed Roman, I Told You So, and it's a great song. I hope that's the title of that. Oh boy, I'm messed up. I can't even remember what the song is called. Well, I hope people are hearing me on the air too, because I'm working through the Skype. You can find me there on the Skype there. Hopefully, we got other things going on. But if you don't hear me, I've got a chat room open. Maybe somebody come in there and said, "Hey, I don't hear you." If not, whatever. Also, you know, I suggest, as I was saying with Ed Roman, our past guest we had, he was a great musician. I suggest you check his music out as well. His domain's at edroman.net. You can learn more there and look for a blog about his music that we've heard. And we're going to be checking it out soon about that. And maybe we can get him back on, have an update about what's going on in his career. That'd be something pretty cool. But also, we've had some other great musical guests, too, you know, in the past, that some of you guys, I've written blogs, I've had to take them back down, I'm fixing things up. But, you know, guys like Scott Kalama, Nate Vicious, Superman, Mike Bones, these are all Native hip-hop artists, you know. They're great, great Native hip-hop artists who are trying to promote their music, get the word out, get things going, and that's great. That's what we want. We want to help them out, too, and we want to learn more about their music, you know. We've also had some other artists too. You know, we want you to go out and listen to them. They came from MTS Management. They joined us here. Ed Roman was one of them. Hicks from Sweden. Josie Milner. Doug Brinney. These guys, some great music artists. We've had Xander Demos on here, who's a bassist. Great bassist, you know. He's got been with a lot of different bands. So you want to most definitely check out their music, what they do, the work they're doing, who they work with. Man, they are some great all-around people. And, yes, go and find it and go and check it out. You know, but we also had other guests before. You know, we took this long hiatus from being on the air. And those guests that we had before with this hiatus, they were guests like, you know, Julie Wu. She wrote a book called The Third Sun. It has to do with life in other part of the world, in Taiwan, under a different time period that we lived in during World War II. There were other people in the world, you know, different things going on. Chinese were taking over. I would suggest you read the book. No, I'm not even going to tell you. Hold on. I'll write a little bit about it because I read that book. It's a great book. I'll write about it. But I also got another book. He was an author. His name was John Fishwick. He come from the Isle of Man there in England, I guess. That's somewhere in that part of the world. And he wrote this book called The Flight to Romance. And it had some really eye-opening information. And the way he wrote it, it was so genius. I would say this is the best book club material that you would want to put in your, and, you know, I would suggest it in that kind of reading. That's what I would do. It's very intriguing and book club worthy material. You know, we also had a great Native American actress. Her name was Elaine Miles. What a great guest. We've got to learn a lot about her and her role and what she does. I follow her on Facebook, and if she gets to hear and listen, hey, shout out to you. Hope you're doing well. Hope all of y'all are doing well tonight. If there's anybody listening, we hope you're enjoying what you're doing it. And if not, you know, tell us. We'll figure it out. We'll get some of these things worked out. It takes a while for us to get it worked out. But, you know, as you listen to the ones we've had, we hope you're all just listening in what's going on. Tonight we have a great guest on the air as our show is getting ready to take off. You know, as we figured out where have I been this past time, well, right now we're going to talk to a mathematician. You know, people like, math? Why in the world would you want to talk about math? Of all subjects, why math? Well, it's an intriguing subject that you can do a lot of things if you really take time to learn. And we'll just get into that. But you know what? Lee Kearns, he is a mathematician. He has a master's in education with emphasis in pure math from Buffalo State College. He specializes in algebra, calculus, and trigonometry. He has taught applied mathematics courses specifically at the community college level and at ITT Tech. Sorry. He particularly emphasizes on real-life applications. That's the key, real-life applications to math. People don't think you can do that, and we're going to talk about that, too, when he teaches these courses. He's also from the Kiowa Nation, in Anadarko, Oklahoma. And he also attended the great Haskell Indian Nations University. We appreciate that. And he's for his undergraduate education. That's where he got a start. But he also served in the United States Air Force for 5 years in the career field of electronics. And we thank him for his service in the United States, you know. And one of those things that we're going to talk about, you know, is Lee, is math. And we welcome you to the show, first of all. You know, it's good to see you. How you been doing? What's been going with you, world?
Good to be here. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, you know, I've been around here and there, you know. And, you know, throughout many years, you know, I find myself exploring in many areas, you know, to where therefore, you know, I can further enhance, you know, on my own sake of learning, you know. And like I said, you know, I've been in like 33 states and 2 other countries, you know. And I've learned from, you know, many aspects of my life, mathematics being one of them, you know. And like I said, I spent, approximately 18 plus years in, mathematics.
Wow.
Being involved with,
You must like numbers.
Well, it goes beyond that, It's numbers that's where I came to understand you know, more than any other subject that I've ever taken, you know, is, you know, the numerical, you know, things, you know, and it's not only that, it's, you know, the numbers, the variables, and, you know, the applications of such, you know, that involve with many mathematical topics involved, you know, and like I said, you know, I engage in the operations. It's a procedure, you know, that, you know, is very intriguing to me, you know. But therefore, I see, you know, all the applications, you know, being used with the topics, you know, that are being taught, you know, in various math classes, you know. And there actually are real-life applications, you know, that we see, you know, beyond the classroom, you know. So therefore, you know, reality speaks a little bit that, you know, you see, you know, that math is actually applied in life, you know. The thing is, you know, some, you know, may not believe that, you know, or many may not believe that.
I think a lot of people don't. I mean, it took me a while to believe that, but I think it's still the reason, and we have to go back about the understanding. You were 18 years in it, and there's a reason why you, because you must have enjoyed it, but most people and students, we have to believe, will struggle in that. Why do you think students struggle with math so much in your mind, or what you can best give your opinion on?
There are many, you know, parts involved with that. You know, there are many factors, you know, with why, you know, they have such difficulty with mathematics, or I have been encountered with many students, you know, or anybody else, you know, all around saying, I hate math, you know, simply, I hate math. And the thing is, you know, it seems for whatever reasons that, you know, they find math to be the least interesting, and it is involved with a lot of procedural steps, you know, to where you have to put things together. And the thing is, and it requires a great effort of, you know, time, practice, and patience, nonetheless, you know. The thing is, with, you know, the struggle in mathematics, it's like, you know, they haven't had enough, you know, experience in it yet. You know, they're still developing, you know, in that particular area. And they say it's like learning another language, which it is, you know. It's its own language, you know. The thing is, these, why they struggle is, you know, one of them is to, one reason could be, you know, they don't apply themselves to be, you know, more open and willing to take this on, you know. And that is the learner aspect of it, okay?
I can tell you why I struggled. And math wasn't one of my favorite subjects that I took. And the reason why is because I couldn't figure out those simple those model equations. I couldn't read and understand X over Y, or I couldn't read, understand the lambda signs and all those mu signs, and those are what confused me. And what is the one thing? Why is it? How do you teach students to apply that instead of making it so hard? Because that's, I think, to me, the main struggle in math was when I looked at those, it was intimidating, because that looked, that, like you said, that looked like the foreign language.
Yeah, it's intimidating because, you know, they're not used to, you know, something that, you know, gives them, you know, employs the least amount of interest, where they may be passionate about other things, but then they'll say, why do I have to take so much math? I never use it in life, you know. But reality is, you know, they do. But the thing is, they struggle with it because of, you know, being intimidated by, you know, the content involved, you know. And the thing is, you know, to help improve, or my first step, you know, my first objective would be open to it, you know. Be open to it. Put your hate aside, you know. Put the hatred aside that you may have for it, and then be willing to, you know, move forward to learn. And the second you know, step to that, you know, is like I said, you know, practice. And always listen, you know. And when I was teaching my classes, right, I was teaching my algebra classes at the for-profit ITT Tech, and first thing I say, you will understand this if you listen to everything I say, everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is because I, at one time, many years ago, struggled,
yeah.
You know, because I was, you know, barely exposed to it, you know. So, therefore, I set my mind, you know, just to be open-minded, you know. So I'll be willing to learn, you know, and if I don't get it right away, then, you know, I'll go back and relearn it. This is a thing about repetition, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is where the practice entails, you know. And the thing is, if you apply and then, you know, believe that these things work and, you know, therefore, you know, they will be, you know, able to understand it, you know, more efficiently. The thing is, you have to also incorporate real life examples, you know, that will apply with these equations. What I'm saying is, give them something to believe in.
How do they apply into real life? So that's one of the struggles.
Okay.
Because one thing that I taught or that I believed is, doesn't apply to me in everyday life. And I know there's probably mm-hmm. people out there in the world who say, no, I know, this doesn't apply. I can't use this anywhere. But I was wrong as I get into my senior year and finishing up school mm-hmm. that I actually use this more than anything.
Yeah.
And how do we get people to understand that there's a reason why you have to do these steps and take this procedure slow so you understand that you do apply this in the real world?
That is a good point. And you know, what I have to say about that is acknowledgement, mm-hmm. you know. The thing is, you know, we do apply these, you know, mathematical topics, you know, that are involved with algebra, particularly statistics, mm-hmm. you know, but we also apply algebra and trigonometry nonetheless. And the thing is, what we do not do very mm-hmm. often is acknowledge, you know, that these things apply. Yes, this, you know, they apply, you know, in construction, they apply in business. They apply, you know, and just about anything you do, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, with you know, adding things on and then disregarding, you know, things, you know, throwing things away and, you know, and all that, you know. But the thing is, when you acknowledge, you know, and, you know, you look at it like that, you know, that you can apply these things, then you'll know that you can see very clearly that, you know, math applies in life.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the thing. It does clearly apply in life, especially in the field of business.
Well, not only in the field of business, you know, I mean, although, you know, that is most widely used, you know, it's seen, you know, very frequently, you know, a lot more than many other careers I have ever seen. You know, the thing is, you apply, you know, the math with business. You can apply with, you know, with healthcare. You know, you can apply, you know, math with engineering. You know, and you can do it with music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I also play, you know, the bass. You know, and when I'm playing that, you know, I look at all the frets, which fret I'm going to hit,
yeah.
You know, when every time I, you know, pluck the strings a little bit, you know, and when I do that, you know, I think of mathematics in terms of mathematics, you know, it may be the basic fundamentals that elaborate to arithmetic progression, you know, and that's what it is. You can go, you know, forward and you go in reverse order,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like, you know, the number line would entail that. With, you know, positives and negatives, you know. The thing is, I also applied mathematics when I was taking martial arts.
Yeah.
You know, I was, you know, training in Kung Fu for 5 years. And quite often, I would, you know, perform the applications of blocking, which is, you know, expressed in circular arcs. And, and you know, with the forms, you know, and the forms are the five animals that are represented, and the five animals represent, you know, some of the movements involved with Kung Fu. And there was a particular form that was, you know, clearly direct, and it was the stick form. And that, you know, corresponds to Y equals MX plus B. You know, if you look at the graph, you see that diagonal. You also see, you know, the horizontal line, you know, passing through the Y axis and the vertical passing through the X axis. You know, that's the stick form.
Yeah.
And like I said, these are some of the very many applications that link together with these math topics being involved. I mean, every little thing that you see around you, you know, those, you know, can be expressed as the variables. And the variables in the mathematics classroom setting, you know, usually see it as expressed X and Y.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can see anything all around within your surroundings, even inside, you know, a building or outside, and you see math all around. You know, you see shapes, you see lines, you see things put together, things, you know, torn apart, you know. And like I said, it applies in many different career fields beyond teaching, you know, with, like I said, healthcare. It involves with utilities, and it involves with, you know, financial careers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and therefore, it also goes for construction.
Yeah.
You know, even when you're driving a car, you
yeah.
know. Like I said, you know, these things, the problem is we don't think of it like that,
yeah.
you know. And often, you know, you don't think, you know, in terms of mathematics. You see what you see,
yeah.
you know. And we don't necessarily look into it,
yeah.
you know, as if it were, you know, represented by, you know, topics involved with mathematics,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, you know. Thing is, you know, we quite often we say we only need to learn the basics, you know. We don't need to go, you know, further, you know, to college algebra and calculus and beyond. Maybe not. However, the thing is, they do apply.
Yeah.
And whether you're not, you're in the classroom obtaining credits and shit like that, you're gonna apply these things, you know, outside the classroom with everything that you do from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting to say that. So I know you're passionate about math. I can really tell that because you talk about it and you just got that sparkle in your eyes. I'm gonna ask you this. What's your inspiration that inspired you to take so much interest in math, you know?
Well, you know, like I said, it happened around, you know, 18 years ago, somewhere around there, you know, and suddenly one day I discovered, you know, that I'm best at, you know, the subject of mathematics, you know, rather than any other subject, you know, and it seemed to be quite interesting because, you know, I was particularly interested in putting things together. And then, you know, I was interested in working in steps, you know, to problem solve. And then it started out with, you know, way back in 1997, you know, I was involved with these linear equations where I would spend, you know, many times repeatedly, you know, trying to work through the steps and solve these things. And then I gained further interest as I progressed further in mathematics, you know, knowing that I remained focused on this particular subject. I cared less about the other subjects, you know. I pretty much left them off, like English, history, and, you know, biology, things like that, you know. And I disregarded, you know, you know, primarily and, you know, keep my only focus on this mathematics, you know. And like I said, you know, it was something that I could work best with. And then I was made aware, you know, later on in life, I was made aware that I can, you know, that there exist applications, you know, all around us, you know, such that, you know, I will acknowledge and I will be able to problem solve not only, you know, within the classroom setting, I'll be able to problem solve, I'll take that beyond, you know, everywhere I go, you know, even when I was, you know, spent my time in military training, you know, I applied, you know, these concepts of mathematics, you know, even way back in basic training when I was getting in formation and all that, you know. And like I said, you know, we always apply mathematics, you know, and I just, you know, was open to it, and I clearly, you know, became accepted to it. And that's the thing, you know. And when I, you know, when I established a connection of a physical application that we apply in life, and, you know, I reflect back on, you know, some of the topics that have been taught to me, you know, anywhere from the basic fundamentals to the advanced level, you know. So I tied those things together, you know, and therefore I established a connection, and it made, you know, it clarified, you know, things, it not only clarified it, it made it more, you know, things such more interesting, you know.
So as you take this interest that you have in mathematics and everything, and you have aspiring dreams to teach at the All Native American College there at Pascal Indian Nations University, you know, how do you think your teachings as mathematics, especially to the Native American community, can be benefit?
Okay.
You know, how can we benefit our own communities like that?
Okay, you know, in more ways than one, first of all. And, you know, I am among the Native American community. I'm half Native American myself, and I grew up that way, you know, and I pretty much, you know, grew up traditional, and I've been to Haskell, you know, for my undergraduate education, and, you know, I pretty much know it inside and out, as well as, you know, many aspects of the Native American community, you know, and it can be beneficial because I myself can relate to them, you know, being Native American myself, first of all, and I can also relate, you know, because I'm alumni over there at Haskell, and I spent time, you know, for my graduate education at an institution who trained teachers how to teach, you know, effectively and in more ways than one, in multiple methods, multiple teaching methods, to where the learner actually, you know, understands and, you know, will also, you know, could also gain interest and insight, you know, and like I said, and it also, you know, it also benefits, you know, the Native American community within, you know, their career paths, you know, that they decide, you know, and it benefits with their overall family, with the way of life overall, you know, because that, you know, believe it or not, you know, mathematics is involved with that as well. So, and like I said, you know, I can, you know, directly relate, because everything that they're going, just about everything that they're going through, I've done. And like I said, everything that they're going through at Haskell, you know, I've done it, and or what they're about to go through, I've done it.
Yeah.
You know, I went to Haskell, you know, twice, and the first time, you know, I really didn't give a fuck, you know, and I was drinking all the time and all that. And
but what student doesn't do that at that young age? You know, that's the reality.
Well, the thing is, you know, I understand that because I was there myself, you know. But the problem with that, you know, is, you know, the thing is, it could have some detrimental effects, you know, because I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do the first time. And it could have a negative impact, you know, to where, you know, your academic record, you know, is not, you know, where it, you know, should be, so to speak. But aside from that, you know, you're not gaining, you know, insightful knowledge you know, from attending class,
yeah,
and non-attending class. But, you know, if you, thing is, I didn't take it seriously. That's me. You can do, you know, whatever you do, even if you drink, you know, and, but if you're attentive, my problem was I wasn't, you know, the first time I went to Haskell, you know, that was my deal, you know, and thing is, you know, the second time I went to Haskell, I just, you know, stayed focused on, you know, academia, you know, and, you know, like I said, you know, everything that they gone through, you know, probably one exception may be the homesickness, you know.
Yeah.
And but anything else, you know, that they gone through, I've done.
Yeah.
You know, and I can relate. My objective is I can make, you know, things interesting. I can make things that are so real, you know, and it is real. And I've done this before at ITT Tech, you know, when I was teaching my problem solving theory class, you know. It was, you know, not only based on mathematics, it's based on mathematics, you know, linked together with real life scenarios, you know. And I know exactly what they're going through, and I know exactly what they can accomplish. Furthermore, I believe in what they can do.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe that, you know, these, you know, their sake of learning is, you know, extremely beneficial to their own well being and among, you know, the Native American community, you know, and, you know, everywhere they take that, you know, and they can have, you know, clear understanding, you know, of the ways of life and, you know, acknowledging, you know, the four areas.
So,
you know?
I hate to tell you how quick our time is almost about to run out, but really, I want you to take a little bit of time and what are some biggest things that you would encourage people, especially about math? Because, you know, some people get frustrated. I tell you, it is a frustrating, intimidating thing until you actually understand and really take time to focus on it. What are some of the things that you encourage people that you can, the best advice you would give in our final few minutes here?
Okay, awesome. You know, first of all, you know, most importantly, you know, be open-minded to it, you know? I mean, you may hate the shit, you know? I mean, but thing is, you know, put that aside, you know, and you know, give it a chance, you know, to where, you know, you and believe that you're able to learn. Okay. Next thing is, you know, to listen and listen in on everything that's being taught. You know, this is the student, you know, aspect of it. I also know the teacher aspect. I'll get to that. You know, be attentive and listen and like, you know, the thing is,
ask questions,
like I said, practice, you know, always practice. Extensive practice is key. You know, I do it with when I'm playing bass, you know, learn new songs and all that. And you do it with any skill, you know, you're accustomed to and you're developing. See, be willing to develop and be willing to, you know, progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. But the first thing to do is be open-minded, you know, that you're able to learn this, you're capable, you know what you can do, you know, and like I said, later on in life, you know, it'll build a little bit of confidence here and there, you know, and when it builds, you know, confidence, you'll have a different outlook on, you know, these mathematical topics, you know. And not only that, you know, you may become interested, you know, who knows, you may teach it yourself, you know, among others. And that's what I want, you know, all my students to do is to, you know, is to take in what has been presented to them.
Uh-huh.
So they can take, you know, everything that they learn and, you know, distribute it, you know, elsewhere, you know, in many locations here and there, you know. And like I said, you know, once the first thing is, you know, to just be open-minded and, you know, to actually believe that applies in life. I mean, I had students to where, you know, they said, after this class is over, I'm tossing all my notes.
Yeah.
I'm throwing away everything I learned, you know. I'm going to forget about this, you know. Now, here's the teacher aspect of it, all right? And this is going to be ball deep, you know.
Yeah.
first thing, you know, teacher aspect. Now, always be willing to help your students, you know, and like I said, always be willing to help them out. Never be willing, don't be out to get them, okay? Because that makes it even more intimidating, you know. I mean, they don't, initially, they don't want to take the shit in the first place, you know. And like I said, you know, don't be out to get them. Like me, my teaching style is a little bit different to where, you know, I care more about the steps. I care more about the procedures being shown because I'm going to show them when I'm getting my lectures and all that. And now I care more about, you know, how you got the answer. I don't care so much about the answer. Not really, you know.
Yeah.
I care about how the hell you got the answer. Now, the thing is, you know, and if they got the wrong answer, you know, but their procedure steps are right, you know, I mean, they're pretty damn close, you know. I won't count points against them.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that. It's like, you know, but however, I will correct their ass, you know. And I would expect the same from me, you know. But the thing is, overall, you know, just be open-minded to it. And then see, what I want to do later on in life, right, whether it's at Haskell or, you know, wherever I go, you know, wherever I go next, what I want to do is I want to replace, you know, the standardized test, first of all, you know, filling in, you know, those circles and shit like that. I want to, you know, make it to where it's more guided practice, you know, where you're actually working things out and problem solve, you know, nonetheless. And what I want to do, I want to, you know, disregard the final exam to where I'm going to give them a project instead, you know, to go seek out, you know, application that applies at least with one damn topic that you've been taught.
Yeah.
So, like I said, and the idea, concept of this is to make it interesting, you know. And for the learner aspect of it, you know, try, you know, you may not ever be interested in mathematics, you know. But the thing is, you know, try to allow yourself to learn, okay. Allow yourself to learn this, you know. I've taken courses that were non-mathematical that, you know, I fucking hated, you know. And the thing is, you know, I had to put that aside to where, you know, I'm going to take it on and I'm going to be willing to learn it however long it takes, however many trial, you know, how many tries it takes, you know, based on trial and error. Because let me tell you, you know, it's going to have trial and error involved in almost every topic, you know. And it's not an overnight process to where, you know, you get it right away. You know, maybe for some, maybe not for others, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, like I said, everyone has a different learning style, mm-hmm. you know, and whereas everybody else has a different teaching style. But the thing is, you know, you can learn the mathematics, you know, once you become open-minded to it,
yeah.
you know. And when you're open-minded to it, you know, you can progress forward or come to some terminating point, you know, for whatever reason, to fulfill requirements or to obtain a grade, you know.
Yeah.
But I really don't care about that.
Yeah.
My you know, objective is, you know, for them, you know, to obtain the knowledge overall.
Yeah.
The knowledge and apply the knowledge, you know, or, you know, recognize that they apply the knowledge and all that, you know. The thing is, you know, they will learn, you know, with extensive, you know, guided practice, you know. And when they practice, whether, you know, they will practice, you know, with a mentor,
yeah.
or they'll practice on their own, you know. However they do it, practice, you know, it makes progress, you know, with that, you know, type of subject. You know, the thing is, these, you know, they will, you know, believe if they're shown, you know, various applications where math applies, you
yeah.
know, just like I gave that example with the stick form, you know, in correspondence to y equals mx plus b, the point slope, you know. And like I said, you know, just be willing to learn.
Mm. And we are out of time. We've ran out of time, but we do appreciate you coming on. We've got a lot of information, and that's okay. That's what we do here in the Native Guy. We appreciate you coming on. We're going to end our show with Coming My Way by Ed Roman. You enjoy and have a good night.
Hey.
I've been dancing at a hold down, lost it to the side with folk. I've been sipping on the moonshine. I've been